Hello, Audioboo. So, just grabbed the bus, set to nip out, and in true bus fashion, I expected that bus to go. I got off last time, I think it was last week before, I got off a stop where I thought I was going to end up, where the bus was going to go carry on straight forward, but in the end, it turned left around the corner, whereas this time, it just didn't bother, it just kept on going. So, I've got off a stop later on and having to walk all the way up the hill, so sod's law. I'm sure they change the buses every fucking week as to where they're supposed to be going. It's 7:30 Friday night. I've been working on the ammo box project stuff for the last 2 or 3 days. And it's pretty new territory for me, even though I don't use WordPress. I've never used WordPress. I've always swayed away from it because everybody used it. I always felt like that sort of Microsoft theory in my head, that the reasons why there's loads of vulnerabilities and problems with Windows is because so many people use it. Well, I've been playing with it and I actually really like it. I don't think I'm going to start moving everything from movable type that I've got a lot of my stuff in to WordPress, but for my first venture into WordPress, my CSS slicer, Petra, I think that's his name, who's awesome, has spent a lot of time over the last day and a half with my little requests that this, that and the other changed, and it's slowly coming together from my design that I mocked up in like a week. Needs a lot of refinement, needs more colour in it, but because it's an ammo box, I was going for this sort of greeny, browny sort of flavour theme to it. But I've got a lot of good feelings about it because it's a multifunctional site in terms of it's not just promoting the ammo box sponsoring stuff, but it's also going to be a blog for the mobile web streaming small content producer. And so I'm on a mission to get some guest bloggers on who deal with mobile, do mobile stuff. I met a load at in Germany for the Carl Zeiss few days that we had with the Nokia N86, and I've put together a few little contacts, 5 or 6 contacts for various bits of hardware. Now, I'm not expecting us to give us loads of hardware, but what I am expecting is that they maybe work with us on, you know, refining products, if you like, fixing the products up, things that don't work in the field, things that will be better, different kinds of batteries. So got a lot on my plate in terms of that, but it's kickstarted me. I can't explain it, but it's kickstarted me to pull everything together, the business side, the fun side, you know, the client, the ideas, the little lab things that I do. One of the biggest problems has been trying to maintain projects, the company itself, which is my company. And that's sort of been on the back burner. And the reason why it's been on the back burner, not updating it, is because I just didn't have a decent CMS or front end to do it. So what I've done, I've gone with a bit of a strange approach, typically me, and used Tumblr. Because Tumblr can be customized loads. Two, it doesn't cost you anything to host, and I'm going about it so that you can have like a horizontal design rather than a vertical design and use photos and videos in a different way. Back in a sec. Sorry about that. I have to cross over and organize my bag and all sorts of stuff. So the different way I'm going to use Tumblr is, instead of posting pictures, video, comments and audio in the usual way, where it's very sort of like from the application, very all from a link on the button or whatever, the way it will work is that I'll send the pictures that I send up will actually be icons or avatars or little bits of graphics to do with each one of the sites. So in terms of being able to update, if a new project comes up, new concept comes up, something I've seen, there's posts, links, audio and video, I'm just displaying it differently. And the reason behind it is I've realized that I'm building applications around the interface more, in terms of there's a great application called Tumblrity for the iPhone to be able to post that stuff really, really quickly. And to keep people up to date, if we're moving into a live arena, which we are, you know, the more up to date, the more consistent, the more you can communicate to people what you're up to, what you've been doing, what you've been playing with, instead of having to worry about the maintenance of all that stuff. So right, I'm just going to call in and grab some stuff from this shop, and then I'll be back. I believe that Apple hasn't built into the iPhone the ability to know when it's not at home and therefore turn the Wi-Fi off. One of the biggest things that kills the iPhone battery is its constant searching and updating for Wi-Fi networks. And also one of the biggest pains in the backside of Audio Boo recording is that you can't press cancel or pause because it's showing a Wi-Fi thing that it's found. Ideally, you want to be able to set it so it says, you know, you're within X amount of meters of your house. Do you want to use your home network? And as soon as you wander out of it, you want to be able to have a dialogue that says, turn it off. That's just my thoughts anyway. So yeah, I've been busy. Last 2 or 3 days, very analytical, very sort of decision making, very sort of on it. I'm just walking up in Stapnell now, because like a mongoid, I got off the bus early because I thought it was going to turn, but it didn't. And I'm just walking up to the place. Hope you're having a good Friday wherever you are. And I intend to have a, what sort of time are we on? 7:30. Play with Ella till she goes to bed. She'll be about 9:00. And then have a whiskey, I think. Oh yes.